got underway in dramatic fashion last night. Defending champions Liverpool beat Bournemouth 4-2 at Anfield in the first league match since the tragic passing of Red Star Diogo Jota. New signing Hugo Ekitike put Liverpool ahead in the 37th minute before Cody Gakpo doubled their advantage in the 49th. Anton Semenyo, though, he turned things around for the Cherries with a brace to level things up going into the final 10 minutes. Frederico Chiesa and Mo Salah, though, put the game to bed, scoring twice in the last 10 to give Liverpool a dramatic win. Liverpool boss Arne Slot said that the match was a beautiful tribute to Jota.
The main emotion, I think, should be how impressive and powerful the tribute for Jogo was. So the banner that the cops showed, the way "You Never Walk Alone" was sung, the way they sung for Jogo in before the game, in the first minute, after 20 minutes, in the end of the game. It was all so impressive and so powerful. And that's, I think, what my main emotion is after the game. And then there was even a game that ended in 4-2.
The fixture was marred by an incident where a fan allegedly racially abused Cherries striker Semenyo. The match was halted while a 47-year-old man responsible for the alleged abuse was removed from the ground. In rugby news, the Springboks take on Australia in their rugby championship open at Ellis Park later today. There was a late change to the Bok side yesterday. Jan-Hendrik Wessels had to withdraw due to injury. He's been replaced by Boone Venter on the bench. The Boks continue their evolution under Rassie, heading towards the next Rugby World Cup. And fitness has been a key part to that evolution, according to coach Mzwandile Stick. The All Blacks, though, they're also in action against Argentina later this evening in the other rugby championship clash. And then staying with rugby to finish, the Hollywood Bet Sharks fell to a fourth consecutive loss in the Currie Cup yesterday. They let a slender halftime lead slip when they were beaten 26-17 by Griquas and Kimberley. The young Sharks side were in the contest for long periods, but a few errors cost them towards the end, unfortunately. And coach JP Peterson said they need to cut down on those errors.
I'm immensely proud of the boys for showing the effort and fight to be up at halftime and to lead the game. Second half too, it just showed that the fight and the growth in the group that we are moving in the right direction. Just unfortunately, it just takes time to polish out errors.
They're all back at home next weekend where they take on Western Province at Hollywood Bet's Kings Park. That's it for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.